This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned.
It seems pretty easy to read the emotions of the dog, the so-called best friend of humanity. If the tail is stiff and not moving, with the ears tucked in close to the body, and the body held tightly, well, then you should keep away. But, on the other hand, if the dog's tail is wagging, and the ears are pricked up, and the body is wriggling like a can of worms, then it's probably safe to pat the dog. But what about those occasional cases when the dog still bites, even though the tail was wagging? Well, recent research has given us another clue to read the telltale signs of the dog's wagging tail. It all goes back to the human nervous system and how it's not perfectly symmetrical. The left side of the body and the brain are quite similar to the right side, but have some definite differences. Both the nerve pathways that run into the brain and the brain itself are wired up in a non-symmetrical way. The ancient Greeks noted that soldiers who suffered damage to the left side of their brain would often not be able to speak properly. They didn't know it back then, but nearly all right-handed people have their language areas on the left side of their brain. By 1861, the French physician Paul Broca had found this specific area in autopsies on some of his patients who had lost their speech. But around the same time, in the mid-1800s, it was also common medical knowledge that the brain was cross-wired to the body. So, for example, damage to the left side of the brain would weaken the limbs on the right side of the body, and vice versa. And this leads to behaviour that is specific to one side of the body. For example, most people are right-handed. Now, until the 1980s, it was wrongly thought that this lateralization of the body was something that happened only in humans. But since then, we've found evidence for it in most animals with spines, including reptiles, birds, fish, amphibians, and yes, mammals, which include dogs. In general, it seems that the right brain, which controls the left side of the body, is more responsive to the stimuli that are negative and for oddities and emergencies. For example, birds tend to look out for danger with their right brain or left eye. Chicks leap away far more vigorously if they see danger with their left eye as compared to their right eye, and it's the same with toads. Chameleons will be much more aggressive if they see another chameleon with the left eye as compared to the right eye. And chimpanzees having negative emotions, such as a threat, will scratch far more on the left side of their body, which is controlled by the right brain. However, the left brain, which controls the right side of the body, is more concerned with considered responses to routine situations. And so birds, for example, tend to look for food with their right eye or left brain. And this brings us to Dr. Giorgio Valortigara from the University of Trieste in Italy. He exposed 30 domestic dogs to various situations, and he made videos of how their tails responded. Now, the tail is a structure on the midline, and it's pulled by muscles on each side of the body, which in turn are controlled by the left brain and the right brain. So this means that you should easily be able to see any behaviour that tends to one side or the other. When a dog saw its owner, the tail wagged on both sides of the centre line, but far more to their right than to their left. And when they saw a random human, the effect was not as pronounced, but still more to their right than to their left. But when they saw a large, dominant, unfamiliar dog, the tail wagged far more to their left than to their right. Unfortunately, dogs wriggle around so much that the effect is hard to see with the untrained eye. But if you take the time to train your eye, you can spot the difference. So here's something to remember that may help you out. If the tail is to the dog's right, then it's all right to pat, scratch, or play catch with the dog. But if the tail is to the dog's left, well, it's best left to itself. So, to the right, it's all right. To the left, it's best left alone.
What does it mean? Why is it so?